on the Big Sports Breakfast. This Rugby League update is brought to you by The Manshake.
High expectations from the supporters of the Seagulls this year. Second year for Trent Barrett as coach, and he joins us now. G'day, Trent.
Hey, fellas. How's it going?
Yeah, good, mate. Thanks for joining us. Well done in the trial game last weekend. I know it's probably one of those things where you do take seriously the result. If it was different, wouldn't have mattered too much. But you did win, and you're playing the Roosters this weekend.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, no, I was happy with what we tossed up last week. It was a good trial. Played in some pretty awful conditions. We played at Campbelltown. It was hot. It was pretty uncomfortable. So I was certainly glad I didn't have to play. But the boys handled it. Both sides handled it really well. And look, we were happy. You want to win every game that you're playing, and they were missing a few. We were missing a few blokes as well. But this week against the Roosters will give us a better gauge of where we're at.
Yeah. So play your strongest side this weekend with unlimited interchange, quite clearly.
Yeah, we will. I'm going to pick our best 17. There's a couple of positions that are still up for grabs, I think. But on the injury front, we'll be missing Darcy Lussick and who else? Matty Wright's not available. But the rest of them will be pretty well full strength. So I'm looking forward to watching them play. They've worked really hard. It's a long pre-season. Not making the semi-finals is a bit of a indication of how long we've had to train for, and it's certainly motivation for them next year to make the semis, a shorter pre-season.
And Trent, for you, mate, this year being your second year, I'm sure now you feel you can really impart what your coaching sort of philosophy is. Does it feel good at this stage?
Yeah, it does. I'm a lot more settled this time around. Last year, I don't mind saying was a difficult year. I came into a club that was going through a fair bit of change, and we've had a huge turnover in players, and the end of an era, so to speak. I guess the club had been so dominant for such a long time, and all those players have retired now. So we are starting again. Last year we had some big decisions to make, not just on the field, but in and around our roster and in and around how we were doing things off the field at training. And 12 months in, it's certainly a lot more stable than what it was last year. I'm expecting to see those results come through on the field. Blake Green's been a huge acquisition for us. He's come in and provided that steady head that we needed. And he's proven a good foil for Cherry, and they're getting on really well.
Jackson Hastings, can I get you a little bit of pricey on these guys? Jackson Hastings, he's joined you. Akila Iwate, obviously from the Newcastle Knights, and Curtis Sirenin, just saw him in that. He's huge. I mean, in a good way.
He is, yeah. Mate, he's the good thing with those blokes, TK, is that they've all got a point to prove. And, you don't lose your ability overnight. Aquila and Ciro, Jacko, they've been through some pretty tough periods over the last few years. And I think they just needed a fresh start. And, Ciro in particular has been probably one of our standouts at training. He was one of our best at the Nines and was one of our best against South last weekend. And Aquila's fit. And Jacko, he's coming off ankle surgery, but he's going to play his first game this week. He'll play in the halves in reserve grade and then come up and spend some time on the bench for us.
And Brett Stewart, mate, is he finished?
Yeah, look, it's unlikely that Snake's going to take the field. His knee just hasn't improved. He's picked up another injury at the back end of, or the midway through last year, and there's a process that the club's going through at the moment. It is quite complicated. It's certainly a shame because Brett's been, probably one of our greatest ever players. And I was looking forward to coaching him, but it hasn't been the case. I didn't, to see too much of him last year through injury, and certainly wish he was 28 year old, but that's not the case. And we've got Tom Trbojevic there, who's a fantastic young player, and I guess the positives are that Tom got to spend, a couple of years under Brett and learn as much as he can off him.
Yeah. The other disappointment, really, with Steve Maddie, Trent, would be I don't think there would be any bloke in the game who would want to run that corridor where Steve Maddie was defending. And You know, he'd just smash anyone who came his way. He's a loss, isn't he?
Yeah, he certainly is, and he's a terrific fella, Stevie Maddow, and his leadership's going to be lost around the group, as will Snakes and as will Jamie Lyons. You know, we're losing our captain as well. So, you know, I said before, it's an end of the year, and we've all got to just step up to the mark. You know, coaching staff included. We're losing a hell of a lot of experience, but I feel the players that we've bought and a few we've mentioned before, but and Blake Green in particular will really help. Fast track, I guess, the transition period between the old team and the new team.
Yeah, and you're going to host Parramatta for first round match. That's March 5 at Lotto Land. Now, that sounds lucky for you, mate.
I hope it's lucky for you.
I hope it is. Yeah, it's good. It was good news for the club, you know. And Lotto Land, as it is now, and the famous Brookvale Oval, it's a place where we all love going. And the local juniors that we've got in the club, you know, all grew up on the hill there watching the footy. So we play Parramatta round one. They're going to be a good side again. They're a tough team, and it's important that we get off to a good start.
Yep, which is going to... Mate, do you have an opinion regarding Kieran Foran? Are you surprised that he's allowed back, you know, so quickly, leaving Parramatta to join the Warriors, or are you just happy to have him back? He's back in round three.
Yeah, I think it's good. You know, I'm certainly not privy to all the details as to why he was stood down, but you know, it's certainly none of my business. I do know Kieran, and he's a fantastic fella and an extremely good player. So you know, I think it's good for the game. We all want to see our best players playing. On the downside, it's going to make that Warriors side a very strong side. And but you know, for him, it's fantastic news, and he can get himself back on track.
And Trent, can I ask you, with the Blake Green coming up from the Melbourne Storm, do you sit down with him much and sort of take on any of the philosophy or any of the insights he could possibly give you to the genius, which is, you know, the experience of Cooper Cronk and Cameron Smith, and you know, any structural changes you could make there, or just training changes?
Yeah, definitely. You know, and that's one of the reasons why you buy players from successful clubs. You know, and they do bring bits and pieces and. Of their different culture, I guess, or successful training systems that they've been in, and you know, I'd be silly not to tap into that. And but you know, in saying that, Curtis Sirenin's been under a few coaches, and so has so has Blake, and Aquila's been under a few. So you know, I'm certainly not egotistical enough not to listen to anyone. I'll take ideas off anyone, whether I take them on board or not is my call. But you'd be silly not to get into that, yeah.
Mm. Trent, fantastic, mate. Looking forward to it as a Seagulls supporter. I wish you well.
Just good keep on winning. You. Thanks. We'll be fine.
Well done, Trent. Good on you, mate. Fine. Trent Barrett there, the Manly coach. And we're looking forward to the season. They're $26 to win the Premiership, $2.75 to make the top eight.